This is NPR.
Six people are dead after a shooting at a plastics plant in western Kentucky. Police in Henderson say an employee at Atlantis Plastics shot and killed five people and then himself. The shooting occurred after the employee had an argument with his supervisor. Southern African leaders are holding an emergency meeting in hopes of resolving the crisis in Zimbabwe. President Robert Mugabe has refused to bow to world pressure for him to call off Friday's runoff election. NPR's Ophibia Quisnarkton reports.
The summit on Zimbabwe involves a troika of leaders responsible for regional peace and security. But the mediator in the Zimbabwe crisis, South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki, is not there. Mbeki's spokesman said he was not invited. The talks come just 2 days before the scheduled runoff presidential vote in Zimbabwe, which only one candidate, Robert Mugabe, is contesting. The opposition contender, Morgan Tsvangirai, has withdrawn from the race because of violence against his supporters. Mugabe said his critics in Washington and London could shout as loud as they like, but that Friday's runoff will go ahead despite international pressure for the vote to be scrapped.
NPR's Ophibia Quisnarkton reporting. Barack Obama is joining the fight to pay off Hillary Clinton's campaign debt. He asked some of his top fundraisers to pay at least $10 million of her outstanding debt. The request comes 2 days before a meeting between Obama and Clinton in Washington. Utah Republican Chris Cannon lost his congressional House seat in a primary election Tuesday. He represented one of the nation's most conservative districts. The loss came despite a solid conservative voting record and the endorsement of President Bush. Here's more from Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.
Utah Congressman Chris Cannon had a 96% rating from the American Conservative Union, but he lost to a challenger who said Cannon wasn't conservative enough. Jason Chaffetz accused Cannon of being soft on immigration and blamed the incumbent for what he called a failure to control federal spending. Chaffetz was once chief of staff to Utah's Republican governor. He's called for the elimination of the federal education department. Cannon is a six-term incumbent who outspent Chaffetz nearly 7-1, but lost overwhelmingly in a low turnout primary. The suburban district south of Salt Lake City is considered safe Republican for the November election, given its predominantly Republican demographics.
NPR's Howard Berkus reporting from Salt Lake City. And NBC plans to air the very first Saturday Night Live in memory of George Carlin. He hosted that first show back in October 1975. The episode will air this Saturday night in the SNL time slot. Musical guests include Janis Ian and Billy Preston, with a special guest appearance by Andy Kaufman. That's the news. It's always online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Is that the one where Andy Kaufman sings the Mighty Mouse
theme song? I think that's
it. Or was it one of the later ones?
Yeah.
I have them all on DVD.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's a good one. They did a lot of music back then.
Yeah.
Like when Simon and Garfunkel hosted, that was like 3/4 of the show. It was just
music.
Well,
they broke musical acts back then. They don't do it anymore. They just ride the tide now.
Right. Okay, you ready for a 180? Here we go.
Yep, there we go.